Nolte, Illinois pastor calls Kyle Rittenhouse mass shooter like Dylan Roof. By John Nolte on August 31, 2020. Illinois pastor K. Edward Copeland took to the digital pages of the Gospel Coalition to declare Kyle Rittenhouse a mass shooter like Dylan, sick, Roof. When armed mass shooters, Kyle Rittenhouse, Dylan Roof, etc., are apprehended without incident, and unarmed black people are killed out of fear that they might be armed, Copeland writes, we have a more insidious problem than a few bad apples. This thing is cultural, pervasive, and abominable. Emphasis original. No, sir. What's pervasive and abominable is a man of God bearing false witness against a 17-year-old. Listen, I have not uttered a peep about Kyle Rittenhouse. Not at Breitbart News. Not on social media. Not on the Twitters. Not even over a back fence. Sure, I'm aware of the videos. I'm also aware of the gaps in the videos. Based on the videos, Rittenhouse looks like a guy under attack defending himself, including from aggressors with guns and a Molotov cocktail. It's up to the criminal justice system to fill in those gaps. I'll wait. I'll wait because that's how things are supposed to work in a great country. I'd be the perfect juror in this case. I know what I know and I also know what I don't know. But one thing I do know is that comparing Kyle Rittenhouse to Dylan Roof is a goddamned lie. Dylan Roof is a mass murderer and white supremacist who entered a black church in South Carolina, was treated with respect and welcomed by the congregants, and opened fire in cold blood, killing 9. Dylan Roof is a godless monster more than deserving of the execution he faces. And I say that as someone who's more than a little conflicted over capital punishment. I'm not going to sit around and publicly speculate on what Rittenhouse might or might not be guilty of. But even when I don't know what I don't know, I'm comfortable describing any comparison between the two as absurd and profane. Good grief, why would a pastor, a man of God, express something so profoundly untrue and inflammatory? Two reasons come to mind. It's a fast and easy way to get yourself on TV, to suck up to the media, to bring your flamethrower to the anti-Trump wars. Worse still, it's a cheap tactic to defame those defending Rittenhouse, or those like myself withholding judgment, as Dylan Roof fans, and therefore sick racists, and therefore Donald Trump supporters are sick, racist Dylan Roof fans. You see how this works? The goal is always divide, divide, divide. Again and again and again, we are told by leftists and their corrupt media allies that the only way we can come together is if we agree to the absurd or accept a lie as fact. Every decent American was horrified by the video of George Floyd's death. This should have been a universal moment where the country as a whole held hands, took a step forward, and said this isn't right. We want an investigation. We want justice. And if need be, policing procedures need to change. In order to ensure that didn't happen, and with the full support of elected Democrats and the media, the Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorists started burning down our cities. And then the left deliberately gave us an absurd choice, you either support this or you're against us. And it worked. We have not been allowed to unify over George Floyd. The left could not allow that, even if it meant burning and looting the hopes and dreams of thousands of innocent people to ensure unity could not happen. And now, in order to unify around the unspeakable crimes of Dylan Roof, we are basically told by a man of God we must accept that absurdity that Kyle Rittenhouse is no different. Awful people. Truly awful people. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.